Thank you for listening to the Dog Studio, where we discover there is more to dogs than meets the eye. I'm your host, Radek Blažo. As the Titanic sank into the icy waters, Rigel, a big black Newfoundland dog, swam in the sea. Amid the chaos, the brave dog navigated through the cold, dark waves, barking relentlessly. His calls echoed across the water, guiding a lifeboat to safety. In the pitch-black night and mist, Rigel's barking became the beacon that led rescuers to those desperate for salvation. His courage in the face of disaster ensured that a small group would survive. His loyal spirit would live on in the memories of those that he saved. This is a story of Rigel, a black Newfoundland dog who is said to have saved lifeboat number 4 during the tragic sinking of the Titanic. To this day, this story remains one of the most famous canine legends tied to the disaster of the so-called unsinkable ship. Newfoundlands are water dogs. They were originally bred to retrieve fishing nets from the icy waters surrounding Newfoundland Island in Canada. According to this tale, Rigel belonged to Titanic's first officer, William Murdoch. When the ship sank, the dog swam tirelessly in the freezing sea, searching for his master. Unable to find him, the dog stayed near lifeboat number 4. When the rescue ship Carpathia arrived about 3 hours later, it struggled to locate the last lifeboat. The waters were still and the mist was thick. The passengers on the boat were exhausted, freezing in the icy weather. Most of them were dressed hastily, with many wearing only coats over their nightdresses and pajamas. They were all too weak to make a sound, let alone scream for help. Remarkably, it was Rigel swimming next to the lifeboat who started barking from the water. He was relentless, persistent in his barking, knowing there is help nearby in the thick mist. His instincts were correct. The officers on Carpathia heard the barking from the water and found the last remaining lifeboat. Thanks to the dog's effort, the lifeboat was discovered and everyone aboard was saved. The water was cold as ice and Rigel must have been swimming in it for at least 3 hours. He was too heavy to be lifted into the lifeboat. The passengers must have been afraid to even try. If anything went wrong, they would all risk their lives. This story first appeared in New York Herald's on April 21, 1912, just a few days after the Titanic tragedy. The eyewitness of this account claimed the dog was pulled aboard the Carpathia too, and to everyone's surprise he was completely untouched by his swim. It was as if he didn't mind the cold at all. The story of this heroic dog was an instant hit all over the world, and to this day people are moved by it. However, as inspiring as this tale is, there is a huge twist in it. Many historians believe that Rigel never existed. Records from the Titanic contain no mention of this dog. Some even say that neither First Officer Murdoch nor his wife Ada ever owned the Newfoundland. Many believe the story was a fabrication by the newspapers of the time. Titanic stories were selling newspapers all over the world, and a heroic tale like this was bound to be a hit. Some even suggested that newspapers were paying survivors for stories. It would have been easy money for anyone to make up such a tale. However, in 1962, during a BBC special marking the 50th anniversary of the Titanic tragedy, an intriguing discovery was made. Reporters interviewed the granddaughter of John Brown, an officer aboard the Carpathia. According to her, John Brown often spoke of a black dog barking in the water, guiding the ship to the final lifeboat. Brown even had a proof of this story. He was the one who, in the end, adopted the dog after it was fished out of the water. Described as a large black Newfoundland, the dog lived out the rest of his days on Brown's rural home in Scotland. Since he never knew the dog's original name, Brown simply named the dog Captain. Whether this story is true or just a myth, we will never know. Yet it continues to capture the imaginations of many. There are several books written about Rigel, including a children's fairy tale. For some reason, people just can't get enough of this legend of the brave Newfoundland who might have saved lives on that fateful night. The Titanic story has captivated the world for over 120 years, with its tales of bravery, tragedy, and loss. While most of the focus has been on the human passengers, there were also 12 dogs aboard the Titanic. The dog list included Great Dane, St. Bernard, Fox Terrier, Airedale Terrier, two Pomeranians, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Toy Poodle, Chow Chow, French Bulldog, and even a Pekingese. Of all these dogs, only 3 of them survived. Each of them comes with their own and unique story. One of the most well-known passengers on Titanic was John Jacob Astor, a prominent real estate mogul from New York, the owner of Waldorf Astoria Hotels. On Titanic, he traveled with his Airedale Terrier Kitty. Kitty was described as a loyal companion, always by Astor's side during the walks or even accompanying him to business meetings. Unfortunately, neither of them survived the sinking of the ship. All the dogs aboard the Titanic were owned by first-class passengers. This is an important fact to remember given the time period. In the early 20th century, pets were often a symbol of wealth and status. These dogs were cherished companions. Some even received a special accommodation aboard the ship. It was John Hutchinson, the ship's carpenter, who was responsible for taking care of the dogs on the ship. The large dogs were kept in kennels built into the boat, and all the dogs were exercised daily on the deck. However, the smaller dogs had a different life on board. Even though it was completely forbidden by the rules, these smaller dogs lived in cabins together with their owners. One can only imagine these ladies refusing to part with their beloved little pets, unable to bear the thought of them living in a kennel. After all, the Titanic was a symbol of luxury and status, and that is exactly what these little pets represented to their owners as well. As luck would have it, this small act of rule breaking turned out to be life-saving for these dogs in the end. One of these small dogs was Lady, a female Pomeranian owned by Margaret Hayes. She was a wealthy American woman returning home from Europe. Lady stayed close to Margaret throughout the voyage. She was also one of the lucky dogs to have survived this tragedy. When it came time to evacuate, Mrs. Hayes wrapped Lady in a blanket and carried her to lifeboat number 7. Some accounts say that at first no one on the boat realized Mrs. Hayes was carrying a dog. Another dog that received first-class treatment and survived was a Pekingese named Sun Yat-sen. She was owned by a publishing magnate, Henry Harper, and his wife Myra. As we discussed in the previous podcast, the Pekingese were regarded highly, and Sun Yat-sen's survival is a powerful example of this esteem. When asked after the tragedy about evacuating dogs before humans, her owner Harper simply responded, "There was a lot of room on the lifeboat, and nobody had any objection." There was a constant entertainment on Titanic during the voyage. Even an informal dog show had been planned for April 15, 1912. Unfortunately, the event never happened, as the ship struck the iceberg that night. Of the dogs that did not survive the sinking, most were housed in kennels. Although the dogs were freed by a steward during the chaos on board after the ship hit the iceberg, many survivors reported that the dogs were running up and down the decks trying to find a way out during the disaster. One of these dogs that didn't make it was a French bulldog named Gamin de Picombe, owned by Robert William Daniel. Gamin had been purchased in England just a week before the voyage for £150, equivalent to about $19,000 in today's money. Gamin was among the dogs freed from the kennels, but tragically did not survive, though his owner did survive and later claimed $750 in compensation for the loss of his valued French bulldog. A French bulldog also appeared in a Hollywood movie, Titanic, directed by James Cameron. Originally, there was a scene that depicted the dog swimming in the ocean alongside Rose and Jack in the final scene of the movie. However, the director reportedly cut the scene out of the movie, as he was fearing the viewers might be very disturbed by seeing the dog in distress fighting the freezing waters during the tragic sinking. Another notable passenger aboard Titanic was Samuel Goldenberg, a distinguished English dog show judge and breeder. He and his wife traveled to America, where Samuel was scheduled to judge the prestigious French Bulldog National Specialty Show just a week later. The couple survived the sinking. The escape from the ship was not without the drama, though. As the lifeboats were being loaded, Samuel hesitated to board. His wife was in the boat crying for him to come and asked for his goodbyes. In a tense moment, Samuel was thrown overboard by the chairman of the White Star Line. Luckily, he was able to grab the ropes on the lifeboat number 5 and pulled himself in. The Goldenbergs arrived safely in New York. Shortly after, they continued their journey, and Samuel fulfilled his commitment to judge the French Bulldog Specialty Show. Strangely enough, the show was held at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, whose owner died on the Titanic. The most heartbreaking of all the Titanic stories is that one of Anne Elizabeth Isham. She was a first-class passenger born into a prominent Chicago family. Isham later moved to Europe, and at the time of Titanic's voyage, she lived in Paris. Her life was one of the city's elite social circles, parties, dinners, and luxury. She decided to visit her brother, a prominent lawyer in the US, and as a member of European nobility, she chose to board the Titanic. Alongside of her was her beloved companion, a Great Dane. When the ship struck the iceberg on April 15th, Isham, as the first class passenger and as a woman, was offered a spot on the lifeboat. The rule at the time was ladies and children first. However, there was one condition. Isham could come, but her dog could not accompany her to the boat. This must have been a heart-wrenching decision. Isham chose to stay with her dog. She returned to the ship. This decision cost her her own life. She died that night. Her body was reportedly found few days later in the wreck of the ship. She was still holding on to her beloved Great Dane. This is a poignant image of the depth of her love for the dog, and it's also something many listeners of this podcast will understand. I know I often think of this story and thinking of the decision that one would have to take. In the end, I'm really glad I don't have to take that decision. Tragic moments like this remained a testament to the powerful bond between humans and their animals, even in the face of disaster. Thank you for listening to The Dog Studio. I'm Radek Blažo. For more information about us, visit dogstudio.sk. We'd greatly appreciate it if you subscribe to our podcast or left a review. For contact information, please check the podcast description. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, enjoy your dogs.